Well, let me throw a couple of thoughts at you real quick.
Sock it to me, baby. Sock it to me.
It's this. And there are still four teams that are waiting to play their third game of the season. So things will change slightly on this. The Browns, statistically, through three games, are second to last in the NFL in total yardage. They are 30th in passing yards per game. Okay?
Okay.
They're 30th in passing yards per game. Yet, they have the third most pass attempts in the NFL. They have the third worst completion percentage in the NFL. They have the worst yards per attempt, passing attempt, in the NFL. Dead last. They have the third worst yards per game passing in the NFL. They've been sacked more times than any team in the NFL. And as a team, they have the fourth worst passer rating. So, third worst completion percentage, worst yards per attempt, third worst yards per game, most sacks, and fourth worst passer rating, yet they've attempted the third most pass attempts in the NFL.
You know what this all spells?
Andy, oh, go Andy, ahead. Yep. Can you see it? I see it. What the heck is that all about? We don't do this very well, so by God, let's do it more than anybody. And sorry, game script doesn't work. They had 7 yards rushing in the first half yesterday.
Then
they came back and ran the ball much better in the second half and almost had a chance to win the game. You got back into the game by running the ball.
Jeff, their first scoring drive script was absolutely perfect. 1-for-1, touchdown. I don't know what more can you ask for. It was outstanding. You know, who needs 16 plays?
You don't do it well. So let's do it more than almost anybody else in the league.
Are we waiting for week 5 then? Is that what you're saying? Are you waiting for Nick Chubb in
week 5? No, I don't think you have to. I've been a big defender of Kevin Stefanski. The man's a 2-time coach of the year. I think he's done a very good job here. I thought they called a terrible game yesterday. The passing game's not working, and you're passing. What are you doing? That's not – Deshaun Watson threw it 37 times yesterday. They ran the ball with their running backs 12 times yesterday. The Giants ran it 32 times. Now, okay, yep, they did have a 21-7 lead. But they also threw it 34 times. And Daniel Jones was pretty good, wasn't he?
Yep.
And it's funny because I wrote this down, and then Menigan said it this morning when we were chatting on the phone. They don't have an identity. Or they don't want to embrace the identity that they clearly have, which is a running team, even without Nick Chubb. I mean, Deontay Foreman can run the ball. Jerome Ford can run the ball.
Are you trying to say you're a running team with Deshaun Watson? Is Deshaun Watson considered a runner
there?
And
that, Andy, is why are you trying to make this work and make the team a passing team because you're spending so much money on the quarterback because you changed offensive coordinators? What are you trying to do? Square peg, meet round hole.
You have two missing elements, though. And I don't know if this plays into your identity theory or not. You don't have David Njoku. You don't have Nick Chubb. How much does that change things? You don't have a left tackle. You don't really have a right tackle. Your interior offensive line suddenly looks old, and I didn't want to admit that until today. I just suddenly looks like maybe... I don't know how many snaps are left. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys, that line looked just bad yesterday. And I know, guys are out of position.
They did not play well.
No. No, DeJuan Jones, he's got to be dizzy from having to turn around as many times as he did yesterday. And just straight out missing blocks. You got one guy in front of you, you got two. Okay, should I take one of these guys? Well, what am I doing? There were too many plays where the offensive line looked like, what am I doing?
I don't get it.
I think people want to vent on a Browns Therapy Monday.
I think they do too. I just laid some things out for you there. They're clearly one of the worst passing teams in the NFL. but they've thrown more passes than all but two teams in the NFL. Let that sink in. Mike's in Hudson. Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Somber.
Called you yesterday after the game.
Yes, you did.
One of the questions you answered for me today, 8 sacks, 6 in the first half. Pass blocking was better when we ran in the second half, which you just brought up. But the play calling, Stefanski has not had 3 games in a row of good play calling. And the stats you just gave, Jeff,
they're scary, aren't they, Mike? They're scary.
No, it's past scary. The fans are so disappointed. But now we're going to 2 must-win games. We have to win in Vegas. We have to win in Washington. We can't be going 2-4 to start the season.
No.
Especially with all the division games coming up right at home. Hate to say it, being a season ticket holder for 40-some years, wow, it's going to be ugly in October if we don't win the next 2 games. So,
Mike, thank you very much.
I'll listen to you guys.
All right, Mike, thank you. Can I give you the realistic thing that doesn't play real well today?
Sure, go ahead.
The offensive line is injured. It's beat up. They're trying to figure that out. The quarterback is back after missing a ton of the season last year, the latter part of the season. You have a new offensive coordinator. You have a new line coach, and they're 1-2 after only 3 games. That's the reality. Okay, that's reality. It's only 3 games, and they are 1-2. It's not like they're 0-3. They're 1-2. And they've had some real issues. That's not an excuse. I don't want to hear that's an excuse. That's an absolute fact. But it doesn't play well today, Andy. That doesn't play well today. And I think part of the reason it doesn't play well is because some of those numbers I went over earlier. Joe's in Mayfield Heights. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, just real quick. When you were doing your pre-talking and everything, you brought up a good point about our offensive line.
Our pre-talking. I like that, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know what else to call it. Your synopsis or,
our thing, whatever that was. Yeah.
Cold open. It's all good.
So, listen, everybody's screaming about fire the offensive line coach because he sucks. I think the real question, and Jeff, you brought it up before, with the injuries we have, how come nobody's asking about our strength and conditioning coach / program, because these guys are going down like flies, and you just don't see this. I know injuries in the trenches are pretty common in the NFL, but you don't see the severity and it happening so much with the other teams, with their starters and stuff. And a good example is Wills. He comes back yesterday and plays, and he's out again. Was he even ready to be, playing again? We just don't.
Did he come back too soon? Is that what you're saying?
Pardon me?
You're saying, did he come back too soon?
Well, I think when he comes back, he had to be cleared by the coaches and the medical staff and your trainers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that all falls under the guidance of the strength conditioning coach, I would think.
There's some team doctor stuff going on there, too.
Somebody in the know could call in and figure it out.
Joe, there's another finger that can be pointed here.
And doesn't pain threshold fall upon the patient, right? Doctors they give you that smiley face chart and say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel? Point to the smiley face. I don't know that there's a medical procedure let you know how much pain you're in. Like I'm really wondering how much pain Myles Garrett's in right now. The fact that he told us last week that he, had to have surgery on both feet when he's been playing in pain for all that. Now you're like, oh man,
and he's gonna deal with it all season. Maybe he isn't now, Andy. We'll see. Ryan is with us. Hello, Ryan.
Rhino.
Andy, Jeff, gentlemen, want to do my weekly appointment? Step into your office, take my.
We're here, pal.
Just hang on. I need you to hop on the scale. We can charge more, and we can charge the insurance company more for doing that, too.
So. Where are you, by the way,
can
today?
We get some blood pressure on this kid, please?
I tell you, I'm in Amish town right now, man. I tell you, they must not have TVs. Well, they don't have TVs here because they're all up giddy and smiling in the morning with their horses and buggies, me driving my truck around working. But I can assure you, me today and you guys and everyone listening out there are not on the same page as that. this Browns from yesterday, just a conundrum, man. And Tillman, man, going back to Vegas, your hometown next week, man, wearing the dunce cap, buddy. You are right, all you individuals, and you guys included, who said you're professionals. You catch that darn ball, man. I don't want to hear it's too low or too high or in the numbers or whatever it may be. This is a professional who's supposed to do it in crunch time. I don't care if there's butterflies in your stomach, fourth and five. This is a scenario where you get the job done. That's what they pay the big bucks for. With that being said, man, you alluded to, obviously, the offensive line. To be devil's advocate, you know, again, everyone's jumping on this, you know, blame the head, the offensive line coach. It's like, what? No, man, DeJuan Jones was just beat. He was beat like a drum, man. They just ran circles around him, like you alluded to, Andy. He was dizzy, and again, that's what he was. He's a big body, awesome, first guy off the bus. But, man, that big body's irrelevant if you can't stop that rush side defensive end or the weak side defensive end in front of you. And again, hats off to Lawrence, Dexter Lawrence. I don't know who that was. That was Warren Sapp impersonation yesterday, just destroying our middle of our offensive line. Things got to get right. The good news is, you said it, Jeff, this is week three. This is not week 16 or 17. These things can't get corrected. We have a whole season in front of us, man. Vegas is on the doorstep. Can't wait for that. Man, we just got to get this W next week and move forward. But, hey, guys, thanks for taking my weekly appointment. Have a great day.
You got it right. You'll be back in Vegas for the game?
I will be in Vegas. And I'm hopeful Michael Simon and a bunch of – and last thing on that one, man, football is supposed to be fun and entertainment, but a lot of individuals, even Raider fans, because I have a lot of family and friends still in Vegas, so I'm not going to that game either. My team lost too. I'm like, well, pump the brakes. Week three.
There you go.
Let's have some fun. This is not, you know, this is a sports entertainment.
All right, Ryan.
Anyway, guys, thanks, Nick Merkel.
You got it, buddy.
I hope you've had a chance to already listen to it or watch it on YouTube. Of course, you know what we're talking about. Daryl Ryder and I have you covered. We're going to track the season episode by episode. Good, bad, ugly, everything in between on our podcast. It's always game day in Cleveland, including post-game drops after every game. We did it last night, and it was not a fun one to do. Subscribe to the podcast now, but it'll be fun for you to listen to. Subscribe to the podcast now at 92.3thefan.com, on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by our good friends at Smiley One and Bryant. Yep, Smiley One and Bryant. Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
That's Baskin. I'm Phelps. We're here on The Fan. It's a Browns Therapy Monday.
Were in
the Browns.
Were you making fun of me, or were you just laughing about something?
No, it wasn't you.
Okay.
Easy, oh, gosh, easy, no. Mr. Sensitivity.
I'm very sensitive today.
I don't want to say what it was, though. We get a lot of fun calls on the post-game show.
Oh, you do? Oh, so this is what you're talking about. Okay.
Jim called from Strongsville yesterday on the post-game show.
Oh, Jim.
I told Andy about your call and laughed. I said it was a great call. And now here you are again.
Jim said, was it about the haircut or was it?
It was about the haircut.
Yeah, you got the Phelps cut, huh?
It was funny. He said he got the Phelps cut when he went to get a haircut and he wasn't very happy.
So you got nothing left up there, huh?
I got plenty on the sides and in the back, Jim.
You keep telling yourself that.
I got plenty on the sides.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
I got nothing in the front.
You have nothing up front there.
That's a professional cut.
There you go.
Okay, a professional
cut. It's a fine haircut.
All right, talk Browns.
Jeff, have you ever thought about just letting it go on? Sorry, Jim, I know you're holding there. Have you ever thought about just shaving the rest of it off or no? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay.
No.
Has anyone ever said, hey, why don't we see what this looks like if we...
No, I know what it looks like.
Oh, have you done it before or no?
Daddy Warbucks for Manny. That's what you look like. You look like Telly Savalas.
Well, it's the Van
Who
Gundy.
Loves you, baby? We do. Let's see what it looks like. Just go for it once.
I will if you will.
I would do it in a minute. I almost did it a couple weeks ago.
You want to shave your head, Jim?
Not completely bald.
You want to shave your head completely bald? I will do it. To see you do it.
I don't know if
go
I can
ahead,
do it.
Go ahead, Jim.
I don't think
this
I can do
a
it.
This is a charity opportunity here.
I would do it for charity. I would in a minute. I would for Life Bank or Cystic Fibrosis. I would do it. Foundation, I would do it.
Go, Jim.
So listen, Jeff, a lot of it's the same as last night, but I think this organization from the coach to the front office is so desperate, to prove that this Deshaun Watson deal was a good deal and worthwhile to do, that they are sacrificing games to do so. I know you guys, look, it's the quarterback. Yes, the line wasn't great. And I know you guys, you hear the boos on the, I don't know if you guys were in the stadium watching, you hear the boos.
I was there.
Oh, the fans are just whatever. Andy, you had the bird's eye view then. There were guys open. They weren't open long. They weren't open, whatever. That's why they were booing, because Deshaun Watson has zero feel. There is no feel for life.
I got to tell you, there were a lot of times that line collapsed really, really fast. Like, if you were, I mean, it was, there's just, most quarterbacks couldn't have pulled anything off in that. Much as I want to rip Deshaun, I can't. I just, there were too many other things that happened yesterday that, and there are parts of me that thought Deshaun maybe played a little bit better at times than we've seen.
Jim, did you hear the numbers I gave out at the beginning of the show early on about passing?
Yeah.
That backs up your point exactly. That backs up your point completely. You don't do it but why are you doing it? And Jim, you might have the perfect reason why you're trying to do it. You're trying to validate the whole thing.
They're quadrupling down on their bad. Like, I would have more respect for either one of them. More respect to say, hey, you know what? I brought the Steelers up yesterday. The Steelers don't care what they have to do to win. It might be the ugliest games you've ever watched, but guess what? They're 3-0.
Yep.
And that's what I want to see. I don't want to sacrifice regular season games for some long-term pride or some long-term win. I don't think the NFL works that way.
They carried the ball 7 times in the first half for 7 yards. And in the second half, they went to it a little bit more. 11 carries, they had 62 yards.
I hear the kids are wearing the Phelps these days. I'll talk to you later, boys.
That's fabulous.
It's true. I've heard that too.
You know who's wearing the Phelps? Anybody not by choice. Jerry's in St. Louis. Hello, Jerry.
Gary, but that's all right. How you doing, guys?
Sorry, Gary.
Gary.
No worries. Okay. Hey. You know, I'm disappointed in yesterday. For me, the jury is still out on Deshaun Watson, but that's not where I want to go. There is something that really stood out. A great performance by the team, and that was the end zone celebration after the interception that was called back for penalty. They need to do that every day. Well, darn time. Anyhow, that's all I got, guys.
All right, Jerry, thank you. Andy's not happy about that. All I'll say about it is this. Everybody complained when the NFL didn't allow celebrations. You're not letting players be themselves and express something in a very emotional game. You want them to go nuts and not celebrate and everything else. Then they lightened up on that, and now we have all these choreographed celebrations. Only thing I'll say, better make sure the penalty's not on you before you celebrate. How's that?
I mean, it's not every day you get a touching the passer call. That was a horrible call. The celebration drove me crazy because of the flag because at first when I saw it, because I couldn't see the whole play from where I was sitting, I thought that they had returned the interception for a touchdown, the way they were celebrating the end zone, right?
Yeah, I know.
So I'm watching, I'm like, oh no. And then I saw the replay of the roughing the passer, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Instead of working on a choreographed celebration, perhaps they should have watched more Malik Nabers tape.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Between that and the play at the end of the game, if they just would have had a timeout, they probably might have had the first down, too, on that. I at least asked for a new spot, because the spot of the ball late in that fourth quarter drive, that was brutal, too. I don't know. Maybe they just – I don't know. I can't blame the referees. We looked horrible yesterday. So.
Steven is in Lyndhurst. Steven, welcome to the show.
Steven!
Hey, gentlemen. Listen, Browns fans, if you're okay with not winning AFC titles and not going to any AFC championship games and just winning 10, 11 games a year, Kevin Stefanski is your guy. Okay? He's your guy. Now, yesterday, he got out-coached by one of the worst coaches, maybe the worst coach in the NFL. And it's unacceptable.
Daboll's former coach of the year.
Kevin Stefanski's problem is I played this game. He has a tremendous ego. That's why he will not give up the play calling. And I'm going to say this, and y'all going to probably criticize me for saying this, but it needs to be said. I don't think he cared for Deshaun Watson. I'm going to tell you why. Deshaun Watson was under so much rapid fire in that game. 95% of the time, he was letting him throw the football, and he was taking an outright beating. A beating to the point where I honestly felt that he was going to seriously re-injure that surgically repaired shoulder again. And you did not commit yourself to the run, because anybody who plays organized sports knows you got to at least attempt to run the ball to set up the play-action pass to throw the ball downfield. I just feel like Kevin Stefanski is not the head coach to take this team where it needs to go. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Stephen.
I had a question for him. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. No worry.
Stephen, thank you. This team isn't passing the ball well, and they're passing it like crazy. And they run the ball fairly well, and they're not running it very much. I don't get that. I don't get it. And again, I think Kevin's actually a good play caller. I know that's not a popular thought these days either.
2 weeks in a row, the first drive has scored a touchdown.
And he's laughing. He thinks he's funny.
17 plays.
It was pretty funny. I got to give it to him.
Yeah, thank you. I guess we do. Chuck is in Shaker. Hello, Chuck.
Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
All right.
Yeah, Jeff, you brought up a good point about, you know, the Browns being a running team. And this is why I want to just say I got two quick points.
Embrace it, right, Chuck? Embrace it.
Yeah, right. But the thing is that goes to show you that we didn't really need Jerry Jeudy because, you know, it seems like Cooper's coming around now. And we had Tillman. I mean, you got to develop those guys some kind of way. You know, Bell, I know he got hurt. But still, you know, you could have went out and got a running back. You could have kept Kareem Hunt. You know, I see the Chiefs sign him, and I'm just waiting. When he comes, when we face the Chiefs, I'm pretty sure they're going to let him loose on our defense. And then the second point I wanted to make is that Brissett call. I mean, after 2 weeks, look like they would know that teams have watched films on that. So, I mean, that was just a dead giveaway. I knew that wasn't going to work. I mean, he keeps going to the well once too often. And that was not going to work. You know, I mean, you know, people get tired of just seeing the same thing. And the teams just say, hey, we know what this is about. He's going to take the ball, you know. So that I don't know why he keeps doing plays like that. I mean, you know, that's all.
All right, Chuck, thank you very much.
Just help me understand. He said that Brissett called me and Jameis Winston on 4th-and-1.
I think that's
how I'm understanding.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay.
Jacoby was good at that.
He was excellent.
Jameis is good at that.
And actually, you know what? Jacoby earned the right to have that play named after him.
Isn't it weird? I thought it was a little weird that you brought Jameis in on 3rd down for that. And you went for it on 3rd-and-1 with that. And then you went for it on 4th-and-1, but brought Deshaun back into the game.
I'm not crazy. He was in the shotgun on that play, too, wasn't he?
I don't know.
On that 4th-and-1, I think he was in the shotgun. Because I remember saying to myself, wait, they only have to go, and now we're making
it longer. And Deshaun was short. Now, Giants didn't score off of that. But it was weird, because in the fourth quarter, you had opportunities down by a touchdown. And Jerome Ford fumbled. Then you had that 4th down at the 4:03 mark on the clock, 4th-and-1, after Jameis didn't get it on 3rd-and-1. And then a 4th-and-5 at 2:28 to go. On the drop by Cedric Tillman. It was weird. Wayne's in Cleveland. Wayne?
Hey, good morning, Jeff and Andy.
Hey, hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing okay. All right. Yeah, I just got a couple of things. I wanted to bring up, do you guys think, man, that they cleaned too much house? Actually, they cleaned up everything with the offensive coordinator. And we know the offensive lineman coach left, and then your running back coach, all that's gone, you know? And I just think it was just too much all at one time.
And, I don't know.
To bring Dorsey on, you know, and whoever else, you know, it's just they're not in tune with one another. When you had – how long Pep was here? He was there for some years, wasn't he? Like 6, 7 years, something like that.
I don't know. It was that long, was it? Was Alex here that long?
Van Pelt?
Yeah.
The whole time Stefanski was here.
4 years? Yeah.
4 years, yeah.
Well, you got to call him AVP. That's how we roll around here. That's why we got confused every time. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Every press conference, AVP said, okay.
Nicknames are great.
And one more thing I need to ask you guys.
Yeah, sure.
When the Giants got the last touchdown in the first half, all right, where did that – was that a turnover or was off downs when they got that ball back? Because that was the turn event of the game. To whereas they should never got a score, you know, coming towards the half.
No, that wasn't good. And Wayne, thank you very much. It was weird that they scored that late in the game, or that late in the half, wasn't it? Andy?
It was just
and the Browns fumbled it.
Yeah, it was just goofy.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, we just gave them points.